Hey, this is Gavin from the Wooden Sky, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I wake up, you get in home. I've been dreaming about mountains, and you've been dreaming about gold. And if I ever make it home, oh, if I ever make it home, my key won't open the door. I've been thinking about selling off every shirt I own to stand naked out here in the cold. Just trying to make it out on my own. Well, alone, my God, it still means a lot to me. Oh, my God, it still means a lot to me. Alone, my God, it still means a lot. Take all the little pieces and put them in one big box and just throw away the key. And don't you ever show it to me. Said I've made that mistake before and came home to find my life just spilled out on the floors. That she was trying to make some room for more. Just trying to make some room for more.
That's not supposed to happen. That's it's not. It's just not. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, and technology often fails me. Almost always. But I will not fail you. I will do my best to overcome the technological issues that we are clearly facing at the moment. And we'll scramble and, you know, put a show together of some kind in the face of adversity, even though the odds are against us. Did I mention that I'm Jeff and that this is a Tell the Band to Go Home and that we're here every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m.? I don't know if I did. Because I got a little frazzled there. We're here till 4 o'clock, I think. You know, hopefully it'll be okay. I can play stuff for you. If there's some stuff that you want me to try to play for you, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, jeff@tellabandagohome.com. You can, find us on the Facebook. On the Twitter, I'm at Jeff Robson. And, or come on down. It's beautiful. Nobody down here. Beautiful day. Good times here at the University of Manitoba. We're at University Center on the third floor. And if you know how to fix computers, come on down. In the meantime, I'm gonna curse and yell a little bit and kick the computer while we tried to listen to the Wooden Sky there. They're performing this week at the Old West End Cultural Center. I believe it's Thursday. Could be Friday. It's probably Friday. I could tell you if the computer wasn't frozen. I'll figure it out, I think. Here's another one from them. Here's their title song. This is The Wooden Sky by The Wooden Sky. On Tell the Band to Go Home.
Well, I dreamt last night you were making love to a bird you swore you'd given up. Oh, I kept shaking, and the wolves kept a watch on the wind outside. I kept my eyes towards the wooden sky. Oh, 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 oh. Been no escape. Find a love that is somehow falling short. Oh, it was overdue. So I held your breath, trying to get you high. Heard your lover's song as it filled the night, and fired two shots into the sky and kept one for you.
And you're listening to 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Well, I stood up.
Oh, Mama, there's this.
You know, I had to keep moving. I couldn't just sit here alone in this one place. You called my name, but you know, I never hear you. But there will always be some things that stay the same. Been in some crazy world of constant change. So it changed the locks. I'm out looking for love now. Just another pretty face that I could blame. If I get lost, you know it's all the same now. And I don't really even care to know her name. All the people in my past just stay the same. No, I don't have time to play a big part in your life. Thinking you could change my mind, that'd be crazy.
love. Yeah, I had to keep moving, trying to get a little blood back in my legs. We called it out, but I can't sleep now. Just dreaming every night of what might have been. You know, I've been here before, now I'm here again. But you know, I don't have time to play a big part of your life. Thinking you could change my mind, that'd be great. You'd be no friend of mine, be rehearsing all the time. Thinking you could put our love upon some stage.
Denver to see if I can find. Yeah, I'm going back to Denver to see if I can find. How that love in Colorado, girl of mine. I see a promise and a smile, shames the mountains tall. See a promise and a smile, shames the mountains tall. She could tell the sun to stop shining, tell the rain to fall. Oh, it's been a long time, Mama, since I heard you call my name. Yeah, it's been a long time, Mama, since I heard you call. I've gotta see my Colorado girl again. Well, I'll be here tomorrow. Now, Mama, don't you cry. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow. Now, Mama, don't you cry. I've got to kiss these lonesome Texas blues goodbye.
There's an extended, unexpected Wooden Sky set there for you. They are playing this week, though. That's their cover of Townes Van Zandt's classic Colorado Girl. They're from a little EP called Bedrooms and Backstreets that they put out a few years ago. Before that, I think we probably heard It Gets Old to Be Alone from the album Every Child, a Daughter, Every Moon, a Son. Pretty sure before that we heard Bit Part from If I Don't Come Home, You'll Know I'm Gone, and from the Wooden Sky debut, When Lost at Home, we heard the song The Wooden Sky, and you can check out The Wooden Sky this week at the old West End Culture Center. It's on the 18th, whatever day that is, and you should go. It is Thursday. See, I was right in the first place, which almost never happens. And I think we've wrestled back control of the technology. Thanks, Jared, for the assist out there, out in the world, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thanks. I think we're good now. Pretty sure. And it kind of seems perfect. This other thing that I was going to segue into right now. for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, we'll send these songs out to Jared because I know he likes the baseball. People have been talking about the baseball lately, and I don't like the baseball, but people do, and I respect that. And a couple of days ago, everybody was going on about it being the anniversary of a rather illustrious and somewhat. I don't know how to put. Some people don't believe it ever happened in the first place, but apparently, a bunch of years ago, the number of which suddenly escapes me. 45, I think, 45 years ago. Apparently, well, I'll let the song tell the story. Because, in fact, I'll let more than one song tell the story. How about that? That's what we'll do. All right. So here, listen to this story about something that happened 45 years ago, and I hope to God it works. It seems perfect. If it works. And if it doesn't, that'll be a whole lot of to do about nothing there. Okay. So that didn't work either. Mm-hmm. Did not. All right, Jared, so what do I do now? What's your plan now? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Cancel. So I'll get, hey, did I mention that you're listening to UMFM and that it's campus and community radio where strange things happen all the time? Maybe not this strange, but pretty strange. I fixed it. It's good. Check this out. Chuck Brodsky.
It was a lovely summer's morning, an off day in L.A., so thought one Doc Ellis, as he would later say. His girlfriend read the paper. She said, "Doc, this can't be right. It says here that you're pitching in San Diego tonight. We got to get you to the airport." So off Doc Ellis flew. His legs were a little bit wobbly. The rest of him was too. He took a taxi to the ballpark an hour before the game. He gave a half-assed explanation. Found the locker with his name. The organ in the upper deck played all the schmaltzy hits. You could hear it in the clubhouse while Doc was getting dressed. His sunglasses he reached for from his locker in a case. Doc Ellis put his jersey on and he put them on his face. The time came to go on out there down the corridor. The walls were a little bit wavy. There were ripples in the floor. He went out to the bullpen to do a bunch of stretches. Loosen up a little, throw some warm-up pitches. All rose for the national anthem. People took off their hats. Fireworks were exploding and the cokes were already going flat. Doc was back there in the dugout, so many things to watch. Some players spit tobacco juice and others grabbed their crotch. Then the umpire hollered, "Play ball," so it came to be. Doc's Pirates batted first, and when they went down 1-2-3, Doc's catcher put his mask on and he handed Doc the ball. And it was 327 feet to the left and right field walls. Doc's Pirates took the field then, and Doc stood on the rubber, and he bounced a couple of pitches, and he bounced a couple of others. We might say about that day, he looked a little wild. The leadoff batter trembled, nobody knew why. Doc Ellis smiled. Well, you walk eight, and you hit a guy, ooh, the things that people shout. Especially the manager, but he did not take Doc out. Doc found himself a rhythm and a crazy little spin. Amazing things would happen when Doc Ellis zeroed in. But sometimes he saw the catcher, sometimes he did not. Sometimes he held a beach ball, other times it was a dot. Doc tacos, tossing comets that were leaving trails of glitter in the seventh inning stretch. He still had his no-hitter, so he turns to cash his buddy, says, I got a no-no going, speaking the unspeakable, and he goes back out there throwing. Bottom of the ninth, he stood high upon the mound. Three more outs to go, he'd have his name in Cooperstown. First up was Cannizzaro, he flied out to a loo. Then Kelly grounded out for Dean, and the shortstop yelled, that's a two. Must have been a madhouse, fans upon their feet, littler ones among them, standing on their seats. Well, that would have brought up Herbal, speezy old pinch hit. He took a third strike looking, officially that was it. It was a lovely summer's morning, an off day in L.A. So thought one Doc Ellis, as he would later say.
That day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. Now that's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. That leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. That crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered. Off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. To the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And
while the papers would say he was scattered that day. He was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD.
Hey there, this is Scott McCoy of the REM Orchestra and the Minus Five and the Young Fresh Fellows, and you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, Mighty Good Advice Indeed, on 101.5 UMFM.
Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads.
There you go. There's something from the Baseball Project. That that all-star group features Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate. You got Scott McCoy of Minus Five and that other band whose name I've suddenly completely forgotten. Young Fresh Fellows. And all kinds of other bands. And Peter Buck from REM and other good stuff, and that is their song about Doc Ellis, not so much about the infamous incident that the other songs cover, but another famous incident in the Doc Ellis storybook. That's called The Day Doc Went Hunting Heads from the album Third. Before that, we heard Todd Snyder with his song America's Favorite Pastime, and we started off with Chuck Brodsky, Doc Ellis's No-No, from his Baseball Ballads record in honor of the 45th anniversary of the alleged no-hitter that Doc Ellis threw while he was high on LSD, apparently. So, there you go. Not that we encourage such things on this here program, but, you know. Hey, you know, speaking of Todd Snyder, I want to play something else from Todd Snyder, and I want to play something from this project. I want to play it for you because it's a fine record and everything. I picked this up in Minneapolis when I went down there to see the Damwells and stuff, and it's pretty cool. It's a live record featuring Todd's new band, the Hardworking Americans, and it's a deluxe package. It comes with not only the CD, this live record, but there's a documentary DVD as well. But I think my favorite part of it of all is that the package has a pop-up. I don't think I've got any pop-up CDs before. I think this might be my first pop-up CD. I've got some pop-up records, but not pop-up CDs, so I'm pretty excited about it. So in honor of that, how about something from the Hardworking Americans from the album, the documentary, the pop-up package, The First Waltz. Here are the Hardworking Americans. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Thank you. Hi, this is Joey Burns from Calexico from Tucson, Arizona, and you're listening to the show Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
You've been looking for silver, looking for gold, never to feel the wind turn cold. You always said you didn't need that much anymore. You were carrying the weight of the world, running around with all that bait. So you never did feel my hand in the rain. You were dreaming deep down in the night, dreaming all of your days. You never did wait when the angels played. There was fire in the tunnel, fire in the walls, and the ringing of the bells. But you never did wait when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the rosy tide. Storm in December, storm in July, stand in the door when you said goodbye. You never did wait when the angels played. Tunnel, fire in the wall, in the ringing of the bells. Well, you never did wait when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet somewhere down the road. Well, storm in December, storm in July, standing in the door when you say goodbye. Never did wait when the angels played. Yeah, but you never did wait when the angels played.
Everything I needed to express, I got a little peace of mind. mind. And even though I struggled to believe, I only had to look around and see what's all around me. So now I know so profoundly, and I know it in the morning, I know it in the evening, when that sun goes down, and when the moon rises, there's something inside that says that I'm gonna love her for a while. Yeah, I'm gonna love her for a while.
Something interesting and new from the mailbag. That lady's name is Tracy McNeil. The album's called Nobody Ever Leaves. That's a song called Wildcat. I kind of like that one. It's not bad. We heard Sam Outlaw in there with from the album Angelino, coming out soon. Is it out now? It's out soon, if not. The album's called Angelino, out on Six Shooter Records. We heard Lover for a little while. Just love this record. It's so great. And Sam Outlaw, I'm predicting he's going to be in Winnipeg. He's touring with Dawes. He's playing Saskatoon and then Fargo Dawes plays the Winnipeg Folk Festival in between. I'm thinking he's going to be here, and I'm going to make him my friend. Because I'm really good at making friends. Really, I'm an expert. We heard Calexico in there from the new album Edge of the Sun, a song called When the Angels Played, featuring Pieta Brown. We heard the Weepies in there with a fine cover of Tom Petty's Learning to Fly from the album Sirens. Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell in there, title track to their new record, The Traveling Kind. And we heard the Hardworking Americans featuring Todd Snyder and a bunch of other guys. From the live album The First Waltz, we heard Come From the Heart, written by Susanna Clarke. That song featured Roseanne Cash as well. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with some more stuff. Maybe we'll have a brief birthday party. We'll tell you about a new show that's just been announced and, play a bunch of good stuff. So stick around if you want more good stuff. We're going to come back. Hopefully you will too. Tell the band to go home.